This particular song is 56 measures long, and we do have a 16-measure repeated section starting at measure 34, and I'll point that out when we get there. So let's start with just the first four measures. Here they are. So let's start with just measures 1 and 2. Here they are by themselves. So we're in the key of D minor, so we will expect all of the B's to be flatted, unless of course it shows up as an accidental. We will have some other accidentals throughout, like C sharps and G sharps, F sharps, and I will point them out as we go. So we start off with this. Right hand, this is the F above middle C with finger 1 and the A above that with finger 2. Left hand, I'm playing D, A, D. That's the D below middle C with your 5th, A above that with your 2nd, and then the D above that with your 1st. So left hand, D, A, D, right hand, F and A, sustained pedal goes down. Then right hand, play the F 2 above middle C with your 5th finger, and then we come back to this. Left hand, this is D, A, C sharp. So the only thing that changed was instead of that D right above middle C, I now have middle C sharp with my first finger. I still have D with my 5th and the A above that with my 2nd. Right hand, I'm playing G and A. That's the G above middle C with my 1st and the A above that with my 2nd. This all hits together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, play the E, 2 above middle C with your 5th finger. Then after this, we'll go back to this chord here that we started off with. Right hand, this is the F and A above middle C with fingers 1 and 2. Left hand, this is the D, A, D, starting with the D below middle C. These hit together while keeping the E down with your 5th finger. Now at this point, the sustained pedal comes up. Then right hand, I want you to play the D, 2 above middle C under your 4th. Then we're going to play the G sharp above middle C with your 2nd, followed by the A above that with your 1st. And then we go to this. Right hand, this is D, A, D. That's the D above middle C with your 1st, A above that with your 2nd or 3rd, and then the D above that with your 5th. With it, left hand, we'll play F and A. That's the F below middle C and the A above it. Let's use fingers 1 and 3. Right hand, stay down, while the left hand plays the F sharp below middle C with its 2nd, while keeping the A down with its 1st. So we have this. And so you have to give up the F that was under your 3rd so that we can hear the F sharp without it clashing with that F. Then right hand, keeping the D and A down, play the C above middle C with your 4th. And that's measures 1 through 2. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.